The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Open Championship this year is being held at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland.
Look at that. Good heavens. If you farted on the downswing, you'd fly over the hedge.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Open Championship Week with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
It's not my fault nobody can understand what you're saying.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour of the radio program here, Dirt and Sprague. I'm Sprague, that's Dirt.
Hello.
The dirty, dirty dirt man himself, Andy Johnson.
1 hour in, I haven't dumped all over it yet. Will that change in hour two? All your predictions have been wrong so far.
What if hour one, you love it, hour two, you hate it, hour three, you're back to loving it?
I could go back and forth today. Give the people what they want. Little yin, little yang.
Don't ever call Andy Dirt in front of his mom. She hates it. Got to call him Andy.
Yeah.
It's very awkward to call him Dirt because she kind of gives you a look, but she's a very nice lady, so she won't say anything. But inside, she's like, I hate you.
How dare you? How dare you?
We have a lot to get to in the second hour. The phone line opening, not opening thing, I'm not against it. I actually, my internship in radio, it all started with taking phone calls. Yeah. I used to be the guy on the phone, like,
I'll tell you if we do it. It's got a short leash, so there's a lot of pressure on the callers.
First couple of callers, if you're not bringing the heat, we're done.
If you're not buttoned up,
turn your radio down.
It's the same thing that's going on with the Blazer locker room.
We need leadership.
The first one
needs some leadership. If we want to do it, I'll shut it down real quick.
Should we do it at 7:30?
7:30.
What do we think?
Well, okay, here, can I just follow up here?
Sure, follow up. Go ahead.
I love looking at the text line and the YouTube chat is feisty today for some reason. I thought this would be a fun day. We're name calling. I feel like people like to pretend that they want to give the opinions.
Ooh, and then
but when it
pushed,
actually
man.
Comes to calling in yeah. and getting the opinion on the air,
when the
it's
red
like,
red light goes on.
I don't have service right now.
Do they have the huevos to get on the air? Is that what you're telling me? I think we test it out. It might end in horrible fashion.
It might be one caller.
It might like, be one caller, and we're like, no, we're not doing that. No.
What if the first caller's the best caller?
Well, then it's all downhill from there.
Well, yeah,
there
you go.
All right, well.
I think 7:30. 7:30 is the plan. You want to call in, give your takes on Dame, we'll do it at the bottom of the hour.
Dame Dalla, for those just tuning in this morning, the unfortunate thing is not everybody wakes up bright and early at 6 a.m. with us. Dame Dalla, Portland, Oregon, USA. Hello.
Does anybody not know that by now? Is there anybody that like, just got in their car was like, wait, what? You think there's anybody out there?
There always is.
Can you think there's one person that has not seen this announcement
there's
yet?
There's always one. Yeah.
You think there's one?
There
with a story this big?
I'm going to name names.
And a sports fan, you didn't get a text from a buddy,
now,
you weren't watching
fans,
TV.
Sports fans, that's no excuse. But
well, if you're listening to our show, you're probably a fan of sports, right?
Two days after Drew was traded here, I had a text from Will Darkins. Did they really do this?
Will Darkins is a pretty good candidate. Now, to be fair to him, he did just have a kid again, I think. So he's been a little discombobulated, but that's a good example.
That'd probably be the time you're on the internet the most.
And Drew Holiday is also different.
Yeah.
He's different, though, than Dame. Like, this one.
No, I know.
This cuts through. This gets past the basketball crowd. They're probably talking about this on 94.7 right now.
I have a group chat of friends that don't listen to my show at all, but they always got to give me their sports takes, and they're usually pretty terrible sports takes. They text me an hour and a half after this news broke and goes, guys, I don't know if you heard, though, Dame's back. And I never text back. I just like, yep.
Okay. What?
All right.
We landed on the moon.
You don't think I'm following this stuff as soon as it's happening? Okay. All right.
Oh, I didn't get that announcement.
I want to start going to their job and telling them the obvious things. Hey, man, the Bonneville Dam, it's producing power. Oh, really? I didn't know. I'm an engineer here.
God, that's great. It was a good day in my friend's group chat because I got a buddy who is in the know with the Lillard camp, and we call him Scoops in the group chat
because he's
got the inside scoop on all
sauces.
Matters Damian Lillard. And I remember when Lillard was bought out, the whole group chat was like, well, Scoops, how's this going to play out? And he said, let me find out. And he reported back weeks ago and said he's definitely interested. The ball's in Joe Cronin's court. We'll see how it plays out. So it was the first thing I did when I saw the news yesterday. I texted him. I was like, dude, Scoops nailed it again.
Young Hansen played yesterday. Did you guys partake in an earlier Young Hansen game?
Not,
yeah, it was
to be
it was dinner time, Young.
Yeah.
Be honest with you, I did not watch the game yesterday.
That definitely looked like a game with guys that are playing their fourth game in 7 days.
Yeah. It wasn't.
I forgot it was on. It was earlier, and then I thought they were playing, and then I'm like, the game's already over.
It was on NBA TV. It wasn't on ESPN.
Yeah.
He had a nice game.
Yeah, I saw the stat line. The stat line looked good.
A complete stat line again.
Yeah, he was grabbing boards. He was blocking shots. The Blazers found some energy in the fourth quarter, and finally put him away.
So Young Hansen was actually asked twice about Damian Lillard. One was by a Chinese outlet. Here is the first one, though. This one is in the locker room. Somebody was asking him about Dame, and this is what he said.
Time to check the watch.
Is that a check the watch? Is that what I heard there?
His translator, because he said in Chinese, I didn't pull it because the video didn't have it.
You didn't want this
it's
one?
It's time to...
It's time to
check the watch so you can hear the translator, and then he does left. Here is his interview on Chinese television. Which roughly translates to, I hope he gets healthy and comes back better than ever.
Are you the translator now? Are you a Chinese translator?
I saw the Chinese translation.
Is that what you're telling me right now?
I'm just saying.
Did you learn a new language in the last couple of weeks since the draft?
Rosetta Stone.
You're going to be big over in China, man. Business is booming for Brandon Sprague.
Commie Sprague.
BrandonSprague.com.
You think Damian's, while he's doing rehab, when he's got his downtime, his recoup time, he's dialing up Babbel and learning Mandarin?
No, I think he's making him learn English.
Yeah, well, you're going to conform to us. We all already do it. You're the one that doesn't do it. But you're talking about
leadership in the locker room. I could see Dame, not like learning, but learning some phrases real quick.
Here's the good thing that we've always heard about guys that speak a foreign language when they come to an American team in any sport. Did you see the video circulating yesterday? They're teaching him English phrases. Did you see this?
I saw it. Somebody mentioned it. One of the announcers talked to an assistant coach.
Yes.
And asked how his English was coming along. And they're like, the players are all teaching him all the cuss
words.
They're
teaching him all the swear words. And
that's how you got to start.
So the one yesterday.
The important words first.
The ones that I saw yesterday, it was him. And he's doing his Yong laugh. And they're like teaching him how to say, I bet. And he's like, all right, bet. I bet. He just kept saying it differently, and he finally nailed it at the end. There you go.
There you go, Young. Way to go, dude.
He's learning some of the phrases that we have over here in the league, so that's great.
That's fantastic. I did see all the jokes yesterday of Dame saw Young Hansen play 3 summer league games and thought, yep, I'm back, baby. They got Chinese Jokic. That's who I've always wanted to play with. Did anybody else have a brief moment of thinking, God, if only the two guards we added this offseason were here 3 years ago, what this roster would look like.
This is
did
5
anybody
years
else
too late.
Have that? Like,
it's 5 years too late.
Dude, that was always the kind of guard we needed alongside Dame. This has always been the kind of team we needed alongside Dame.
Yep.
If we just had them in a bubble 3 years ago with the rest of this roster intact, we'd be popping champagne bottles right now.
I was happy, man. It's this fan base haven't had a lot. You know, even my definition of we don't get nice things when I say that phrase, this actually doesn't meet that. I know it's splitting of hairs. This is a good, fun thing. Nice things is being the Houston Rockets and acquiring a KD-like player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I
you can say,
you
well, Dame is the KD-like. KD's 7 foot, 7'1". He can shoot. I mean,
he's going to play this season.
My thing is like, that is a nice thing. This is a great fun thing.
Yes, this is a great vibes thing.
And I was really happy. You know, people were asking, what is this move even? Because I understand the other side of the coin, which I want to get into, to be fair.
Sure.
And I'm like, it's vibes. It's locker room leadership. It's pivotal year for Scoot Henderson. By the way, has any team had 2 players with the numbers 0 on their jersey?
Yeah, I don't think so.
We have 3 zeros on this team.
3 zeros, not on the floor at the same time this year, but in your program.
Well, they're right next to each other in the locker room.
Dame
had a pretty cool announcement video that I wish he would have been the one to break it with that video, but that video was still awesome.
I think he announced it before the team did, to be fair.
He did.
So, but the Shams of the world got the
Bill Orams.
The Bill Orams of the world at the Oregonian got the word on breaking this news. I would say the part of it for me that hit home, and I don't know if this is me changing in older age, but I saw a lot of people responding to things and commenting on things. Mm-hmm. And I talked to my brother about this yesterday, too, because he's got three kids, and they're roughly the age of your kids, and they're all into basketball, and they're watching basketball games, and they go, and they, you know, fan appreciation night at the start of the year, all that stuff. They were, of course, devastated when Damian Lillard was traded. And I saw a lot of that resonating with me yesterday of people saying, man, I told my 7-year-old, I told my 9-year-old, I told my 12-year-old, hey, guess what? Damian Lillard's back, and the kid's just absolutely freaking out. And it was a good reminder of what he meant to this market, what he means to this fan base, and what he means to this city, that it's hard not to get kind of have a full heart realizing that the most important player in the history of your franchise is now back in a Blazer uniform.
Absolutely. It's a reason to go to the first game, and he's not even going to play. Like, just to hear the Mason introduction and have him, you know, coming out and waving to the crowd, it's going to be thunderous.
Yes.
It's going to be as loud as any player's introduction that has ever played here. And he's not even going to play in it.
Nope.
I told my brother, I'm like, we got to go to games.
We got to find a way. That's going to be an expensive ticket on opening night, I'd imagine. Opening night's always an expensive ticket to begin with.
It
and
is.
Then you add this on top of it, it's going to be a spendy ticket.
I wasn't in the camp of that brother-in-law of mine. Basically, the first thing he says is, how do we get CJ?
God, no, don't do it.
I went, no, stop it. Stop
all right,
it.
Look.
Stop it. One is love.
I'm putting on a happy face so far on the show. We're staying positive here. Positive Dirt has showed up on a Friday.
Happy
good
Andy.
Vibes, good emotions. If they sign CJ McCollum, if he's bought out and they bring him back too, I will lose my S in a way that you've never seen me lose my S
it's
before.
It's a West Finals backcourt right there.
I will.
It's a Western Conference
I will snap.
Backcourt.
You want to see me go full me, myself, and Irene? You've always predicted that's going to happen in my personal life at some point. Them re-signing CJ McCollum will get me. I will become a different person. You will get a different personality on the show.
Drown a kid in a fountain just losing it.
I'm going to go take a dump on my neighbor's lawn, and they're not going to know why I'm doing it. But it's because they're excited about CJ.
The young players. Now, let's talk a little roster-ish, okay? First hour was a celebration. I feel like we've been celebrating this. I understand all of the positives. I want to talk about the roster construction part.
I don't get it. And I think that's okay to say.
I think people saw your first reaction to this news and went, oh, there he is. There's negative Andy.
I mean, I'm genuinely asking the question. I'm waiting for people to answer it. I don't. I totally get the side of the fan base that is saying, we're not going anywhere anyways.
Yep.
We haven't had anything nice in a long time.
Yep.
This makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Let me feel warm and fuzzy. I completely get that, mm-hmm. and I'm not crapping on that fan at all. And I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a small part of me that feels the same way.
Yeah.
I've had nothing to cheer for. Yeah, I'm jacked to see Damian Lillard back in a Blazer uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. From the other side of it, like, you're giving him $42 million. He's coming off an Achilles injury. He's 35 years old. His game was already regressing. Is he your starting point guard in a year from now? Is he coming off the bench? Is Drew Holiday still on the team?
Yeah.
Are you paying? How old is Drew going to be a year from now? 30.
Kim and Dame are like the same age.
Same age. So 37 going on 38.
Yeah, he'll be 36 because he's going to be 37 when he makes $37 million on that last year of the deal.
So
they're the same age.
Same age. So you're going to pay two 37-year-old guards a combined $50 million? Is Scoot and Shaden still on the team? Like, and you don't have to have all this figured out right now.
No, because Dame's not playing this year.
This year, of course. You don't have to. You have a year now to kind of sift through this and figure out what you want to do.
Yep.
But without any additional moves, there is a genuine question of I don't get it from a roster.
Well, let's talk about the roster thing. I am curious from people, like, you're as happy as you are about Dame being back, what do you think of the roster now that he's a part of the equation? We'll talk about that next on 1080 The Fan.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what that's from? Because I clearly did that when he left. We did thank you stuff, and I clearly taped over a part and said Damian Lillard.
I don't remember what that's from.
I don't either.
I don't.
We found it this
that.
Morning, Swag and I, and he played it, and I'm like, I don't even remember making that.
No.
Let alone what is that from? It's great.
That was only 2 years ago, too. It wasn't like it was 15 years ago. That was just not that long ago.
You
haven't been gone for that long.
Be shocked what I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember what I did yesterday at 3 o'clock, but let alone 2 years ago.
By the way, I don't normally do this. I feel like I have a reputation enough to say I don't do this very often. Next week is a massive week. It's a big week.
What? What are you talking about?
And it's not just B1G week.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa, look at you with the dirty tees.
Next week on The Fan. Bright and early Monday.
Be here.
Be here.
Big week.
Be square. Don't be square. Be here.
Yeah. What?
Anyways, speaking of not remembering anything, thank you to the police, the Blazer police.
The zero and double zero thing has happened multiple times.
We're actually, it's kind of our type. We love to dabble in having three zeros on a roster at one time, and I totally spaced it. Carmelo Anthony was here.
He was, could not wear number seven. Is it retired, you ask? No, it's not retired, but damn it, you'd get your hands off our number seven, Carmelo.
Yeah, because Carmelo Anthony can't wear the number seven. I always thought that was funny. And Enes Kanter.
Enes Kanter.
Or Enes Freedom.
Enes, yes, thank you. Enes
Is
Freedom.
Is he still Enes Freedom Kanter?
I don't know. I have not seen from Enes Freedom in a while. I have not heard much from him lately.
So yeah, we've done it multiple times. So my apologies. Yeah. But thank you to the Tex Police. Yeah. We always appreciate it. Okay, so I want to read something from Michael Pena of The Ringer, okay? He wrote about this. He had a blurb that, you know, I think there's two sides of the coin. I said that earlier. I think there is the incredibly happy side, and you're free to just care about that side only. He's not going to play this year. But he wrote this. Hard to see what leverage Lillard had to land such a substantial deal, considering he'll miss all of next season. He also doesn't fit the timeline and defensive identity. There's a chance a nine-time All-Star bounces back from rehab, looks like his normal self, and provides an incredible return for their investment. But the odds don't feel likely, and even if they were, why give him the entire full mid-level exception, let alone the player option, let alone a freaking no-trade clause, just to take minutes away and shots on a young, possibly ascending team? What's the upside there? If Lillard wanted to end his incredible career where it started, wouldn't he come back without all of this on the table? Now, he did also in the next graph say, sometimes it's just fun to do fun things. And he said, totally understand it. Feel free to enjoy this. He just was writing a, you know, there's this, but there's also that. And I don't know how he getting announced as a new Blazer and coming back here. I don't know how you don't think about the fit of it. Now, I know where you're going to go. So let me just kind of get ahead of it, okay?
Okay. You're going to go 8-mile debate here? You going to take all my ammunition away?
No, I'm not going to take ammunition away because I think what you're going to say is very fair to wonder aloud. The Scoot thing. It's the most obvious elephant in the room. You said it before the break. Who's going to start when he can play?
Yeah.
I have no feeling that Dame Lillard as a Blazer is not going to start here. Now, I don't know if that's going to be alongside Scoot or Drew or Shea. Probably Drew. Maybe Drew. But what I would say is, this year, you would agree, this is the massive year for Scoot, right?
Without a doubt.
This is the boom or bust season.
It's year three, and if you can't do it now, I don't have any faith that you're ever going to do it.
If his numbers are not largely unchanged, we're all going to have the same feeling. You can like Scoot Henderson, but we're all going to know he ain't it.
He could be a fine NBA player that hangs around for 7, 8, 9, 10 years, but you're not going to be a guy that you build a team around.
Yeah. And so Dame's not going to play. So Dame doesn't actually impact the Scoot stuff this season. So that's why I'm okay with this year bringing him back. The second part, we have to kind of wait and see on that. But I have a hard time believing Dame Lillard's back here and not starting for the Portland freaking Trailblazers.
He's just cool coming off the bench in a year?
Unless Scoot's season is out of this world stellar and he says, you know what, I just love this city and this team. I'll do whatever you want me to do. If that's the case, then so be it. But this year doesn't matter to me because this is boom or bust year for Scoot anyway. And Dame doesn't take that pressure away from that happening.
No, I agree with you 100% there. This is not a right around the corner, what the hell are you doing? This is a, what is this going to look like in a year? Now, a lot of this stuff will likely settle itself. Like, we have some listeners saying, well, they're of course going to trade Drew Holiday at the deadline or next offseason, and that's going to clear up some of this logjam, and you use that to go make a bigger move. Like, if there are other dominoes to fall, I can definitely see the vision. My thought process when it happened was somewhat similar to that of like, man, he's 35 years old. He just tore his Achilles. I know, yes, listeners, I see your comments. He was averaging like 25-7 before he got hurt. It wasn't like he fell off a cliff. We also just don't know how 35-year-olds, especially at his size, are going to react to an Achilles injury. Is he coming back as a 22-8 kind of guy, 21-6? Is he 17? What's a three-point percentage look like? We have no idea. He's also going to be 37 years old by the time he's back and playing from this injury. That's old.
He'll be 36.
Okay.
Because I think he's 36 a year from now, basically.
Okay. I thought he wins his birthday.
July 15th. Same day
okay,
as
my so dad. He just turned 35? Yeah. Just turned 35. Okay. So he'll be 36 when he comes back and plays. Thank you. If he comes back and is a former version of himself, not completely, but looking good, then it does make more sense. But that's another part of this, is we just don't know how guys are going to respond to an Achilles injury and what his game is going to look like at that point. Mm-hmm. The bigger thing for me was the having Jrue Holiday and Damian Lillard on the roster at the same time at their age and their salaries is just very confusing. And if there is a trade for Jrue Holiday, let's say a year from now, you decide, man, some of our young guys popped. Maybe it's Scoot, maybe it's Shea, maybe it's two with another great year, maybe it's Denny. Now is our time. We're going to go be aggressive, and let's use some Milwaukee draft capital and the salary of Jrue Holiday to try and mix with maybe one of our young players that we're not in love with to go make one of those moves for a win-now player, and Damian Lillard is a part of that win-now team. Then I completely get it, but that's the part of me that is questioning of you gave him $42 million. He's coming off an Achilles injury. He's not going to play this year. There wasn't necessarily a rush to get him back into the fold because he's not going to play this year, and just wondering how that roster looks a year from now.
I could be so far off of this opinion because this is not a vetted report in any way. I don't really dabble in that stuff anyway. I'm not going to pretend I know. I have an actual hard time believing part of this contract and this whole agreement and arrangement is not a slight mea culpa from the franchise. Sorry we pushed it to that. You know, they did send him to a good spot in terms of a team and a superstar. Like, Milwaukee sucks to live at for some people, but, like, he got Giannis. I'm not going to feel too awful about that.
And they had just won a title.
Yeah. So, like, they didn't send him to Washington the way the Pelicans did CJ. They sent him to Giannis. But they kind of forced his hand. And I know they won't ever publicly say that unless they shock us in the press conference. I think part of this, I do, I really believe some of this agreement was 14 is the mid-level. If Dame is 17, 18 or more per game, that's a great deal,
without a doubt.
But also $42 million for three because he has a player option, mea culpa.
Yeah.
Sorry, here's another little bit of a bag.
We did you dirty.
Now, you talk about the player asset on the move potentially if they pop. I have a hard time believing it's not a Scoot. Unless he, like, again, he goes through the roof with his stats and his play, which I'd be all for. And I think that's the part of it. I think you can say this is a fine deal for a guy. I also had the same thoughts. I watched him a lot this year before that Achilles injury. He's been battling injuries, right? He is an aging point guard. A lot of his game relies on that first burst, that quick step. I saw moments where that wasn't going as consistently. Now, he was still really good. Don't make it sound like I have him falling off a cliff. But I'm just saying, like, there was a slight thing. I'd be like, okay. There's a little bit of the age.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's an Achilles, and now he's going to be 36. The idea that everybody knows confidently he's going to be up to 80% of what he was,
right.
I think you're mistaken. I think nobody knows. And we kind of have to wait to see how it plays out. If he doesn't have that first step to get by, guys, what is he? That's the tough part. He's a great shooter.
Without a doubt, will always be a good shooter.
But it entirely changes his game. Now, maybe the roster around him helps that age. So I'm not opposed to the idea of it. But they've drafted back-to-back centers. We don't know where they're at on the Scoot Shea thing.
Not to mention Jeremy Grant, who I keep getting told doesn't need to attach an asset to get rid of him. Is he still a part of your plan? Is he getting moved?
Well, this move to me signaled they're done. I don't know if it signals that to you guys, unless I'm wrong and I'll eat the crow if Jeremy's moved and I'll say, hey, I'll bow down to Joe Cronin. Like, good job. I feel like this is it. Unless they get to a trade deadline and Jeremy's a little more, I feel like this is kind of it for them for the offseason. I think it's totally reasonable to say, does it all make sense?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to right now. It doesn't have to in the short term.
No, because we have answers. Long-term. We need answers from certain players. But we're drafting a project from China that nobody's heard of. We're getting in Jrue Holiday. Hey, we got Scoot and Shea, young guys we need to see. We're bringing in Damian Lillard.
Massive prove it years, by the way, for both those guys.
Yeah, I you know, we have Tumani and Denny. Great. We also have Jeremy Grant. What?
Huh?
Like, I just think you look at the roster. I think it's fair to say it's a little wonky.
There's mixes of, and this is how it's been the last couple of years, guys who help you win now and guys who are developmental pieces.
Yeah, I see.
And you're kind of in both camps right now still with guys like Grant and Drew Holiday who are helping you win now, but then your guards who need to prove it and two incredibly young centers who are going to take the bulk of the minutes at that position.
You know what? I don't know what you guys ultimately are going to decide here. We got an update with Swag.
Swag went and got a coffee. He's ready to go.
I mean, I think people are scared to call.
He's ready to go.
They're scared to give the tape.
Sprague's calling you a chicken.
I think
he's going Marty McFly on your ass.
I think you feel more confident with your chest doing it on the text line than you do on the actual phone.
I have the phone line potted up.
Phone line's potted up.
The text line's the phone line.
503.
Have a short leash.
Short leash.
Have your stuff together.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Do you like the move? Does it make sense to you? And how excited are you to have him back?
503-864-6326.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Might be some chickens, some Marty McFlys.
Oh, you're calling them out.
Yellow belly.
You calling me yellow?
We'll come back with more Dirt and Sprague.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Man, RIP Wheels, too. Miss that guy. He was one of the best. In a shocking development, we have discovered during the commercial break that I guess
it's on us.
Our phones don't work.
Yeah.
So I even tried calling because I asked Swag after his update, hey, anybody calling yet? He said no. People are saying I can't get through. And we're like, what? So I tried with my phone to call our phone lines.
And it rang like five times.
It rings. The phone rings.
Swag didn't see any.
Nothing pops up.
Nothing,
and then it says
up,
the caller is not available.
Blinking.
So our text line is not our call-in line. But I give that number to people to call.
Because that's the number that shows up on the phone.
So are we going to have a problem with Orm?
Well, we'll call Bill.
So we can call out.
So when Gundy calls us and he can't get through, it is an us problem.
It is an us problem, yeah. Yeah, it's on us.
How come we can't call in?
I don't know.
I think people are actually calling.
I think they
are, too.
That's
actually what's upsetting. I want to hear the takes today. Guys, I disagree. I think the roster's perfect.
How about this? Why don't I scroll through the fan text line, 503-864-6326.
We'll
do it that way nonetheless.
I really wanted people to call in today.
I did, too.
I thought it would be fun. I'd like if
text in your phone number and we'll call you. How about that? If you want to call in, send your phone number in. We'll give you a call.
You guys could just be the daily ticker. We'll call like three of you.
P1 Jane says, dude, I tried calling several times. Damn it.
I'll text the brand man and see what he has to say.
See if there's a way that we can figure that out. We do have a lot. We got an hour and a half left in the show. I did want to read a couple of thoughts here at the fan text line. Somebody said, what style of basketball will the Blazers play? Denny and Tumani want to run. Dame walks the ball up the floor. The move with Dame was great for the sale. Mm-hmm. Can't see it how it translates to wins.
I mean, this year that doesn't matter. But yeah, next year, if Scoot is here next year, I'm also curious because, you know, we made this note during the season about Denny. Denny has the occasional stink game where I watch him do it and he has like four turnovers and he misses and he's going too quick. But he had a lot of success at the end of the season pushing tempo.
Yeah.
Pushing. I don't know how that goes with Dame. They never ran with Dame.
Yeah. Another one with Dame returning to Portland. Will it provide the Blazers organization a pass on having a successful regular season this year? That's a fascinating question.
Well,
what does a successful Blazer season look like next year for you? Is it just player development determined, or is it win determined?
I think it's 9 seed or better.
Play-in team?
I mean 9 seed specifically. Don't be the last play-in team.
Don't be 10. Is there a big difference between 10 and 9?
No, but there is.
Okay,
but no.
You want a single digit next to your name? It makes you feel better?
Well, I think you have to have a natural progression, and I find the balancing of narratives with this team, with media, fascinating. Like, they're not a playoff team, but this has been, they're built right.
Right.
I don't know how can you.
Those two things can't both be.
They're not in a full rebuild, but they're in a rebuild, but they're not doing the full rebuild. They're doing kind of both. They're dabbling in both, which may prove to be the right move.
Very well could.
Drew and Shea has a good season, and Denny's good again, and Tumani can give you more off.
Like, and Young Hansen becomes Chinese Jokic. Then you're great.
Yes, like there's a world where that can exist, and maybe they sneak into a playoff conversation. But if they're bad and they're closer to the Vegas number, how are we looking at it as a success?
Yeah.
And if they're 33 wins this year.
How is that a successful
how
year?
Are you honestly going to look me in the eye and tell me that's a successful season?
And that would probably tell me that one or two of your guards didn't necessarily pop and you're not quite sure what to give Shaden in a contract and Scoot doesn't look like the guy.
100%.
Where are you at a year from now?
Even if Young had a good year, you could still finish with that and I go, that's not a good year.
So then are you looking at the year after that, your backcourt, starting backcourt being 37-year-old Dame and 37-year-old Jrue Holiday?
Yeah.
Is that a win? Like, that's where I think some of this stuff is valid to ask. Another one, negative dirt as always. It's a mid-level exception doing right by the best player ever in the franchise. Also, he'll be ready to compete next year, and we need shooters. One, you missed the first hour and a half of the show, so thanks for jumping in that last segment. Two, I wasn't negative on the Anthony Simons trade. I wasn't negative on the DeAndre Ayton buyout, so I'm not always negative on everything. Thanks
you were surprisingly positive on the DA
I gave
thing.
The Jrue Holiday trade an A. I was the only one on the station to give that trade an A, but yeah, negative dirt as always.
I was
pick and choose what we want.
I was probably more negative on the DA thing.
Significantly
than you.
More negative on both of those topics than I was, but yes, I'm negative dirt. Also, go listen to the first hour and a half of the show. Let's see what else we got here. Somebody said, I know this is unlikely, but my ideal on-court version of Dame is 2027 sixth man of the year. Hmm. And I don't blame you at all for that opinion. This is the other part of it that I'm asking aloud. Like, is he cool coming off the bench?
I mean, I think he's kind of cool with everything. I think that's why
he's... Is he?
Dude, I think...
I understand what you're saying.
All about kids.
I understand it. That's also, we have seen how many stars struggle with that realization. This was Russell Westbrook for, 5 years. Like, wait, you want me to come off the bench?
Yeah.
To Bradley Beal in Phoenix last year.
He finally embraced it.
Eventually they do, but that's also a tough pill for a guy to swallow who just went from a face of a franchise to, we're going to need you to come off the bench.
Okay. I was texting with Gundy about this, because Gundy's really big Scoot guy, and he loves this move for Scoot. He thinks Dame... Look, I don't always buy into mentorship, but I think if Dame is just in the locker room every night for games, film, I really am hoping genuinely, and Scoot reposted Dame's post. Scoot Henderson you couldn't maybe be in a better situation than what Scoot Henderson has for himself. I'm serious here.
Agree with that.
You can say, whoa, they brought Dame in, dude. Like, he could lose a starting gig. Okay, and if he's in New Orleans, what's he doing? He's a young player with no guidance in a debatably worse situation, right? If Zion is hurt or can't play because of this whole off-court stuff, who's guiding him? Like, I hope Scoot is working his butt off, which it sounds like he is. And then I hope when he gets into camp, hell, I hope he's here right now, talking to Dame as much as you can. Dude, what would you do here? What about this clip? Hey, man, when I do this move, what would you... You know what I mean? It's up to the young guy to kind of reach out. The old guy's willing to help. The young guy has to be willing to take the help. So it's a massive year for Scoot Henderson. And this is an opportunity. As for the starting stuff, I mean, if his numbers aren't extraordinary, I have a hard time seeing him start. But I genuinely do believe Dame is at a point in his life. If he wanted to win a title...
He had other suitors. That was reported, yeah.
He could have gone to multiple situations
for a
better
contract,
here. I don't care what he texts people. This is not the best basketball situation for him. But he gets to be with his kids. It's the best life situation for him.
Yes, it
Shams is. Shams Charania, specifically on SportsCenter last night, cited as the reason he wanted this, to be with his kids. And God bless him for that. He's not ring chasing. He wants to be dad. And I could not commend that more as a person. They can still be okay. They can still be good. I think he is. I think he's going to be okay with whatever they're at in a year from now. And if Scoot pops and they're like, Dame, you'd be the perfect sixth man for us. Get some buckets. We'll have some defense out there to help you. Boom. I think he'd be willing to do it.
Yeah. Another one, I'm fine with Lillard coming back. I would say this is his return is easily the biggest free agent signing in the team's history. Brian Grant, Rod Strickland, original signing in 92.
Wes
Kenny
Matthews.
Anderson being seconds.
Don't short Wes Matthews, man.
Wes Matthews. I ain't going to lie. I started cutting onions when I heard the news. You're not alone there. That was the reaction. We had somebody text in about their oldest son passing away who had Lillard's jersey a couple of years ago, and he's going to take the jersey to the first game. It's like, that's the kind of stuff, man. Where it's like, dude, these are those little moments where you remember what kind of an impact he had on this community and this market for a very long time, and how sometimes it does just mean more than, you know, how does it roster fit? And that's been the bigger takeaway for me today. If you've listened to the entire show, I get it, man. I get it completely. The emotional reaction that people had yesterday, it spoke to the relationship that he had with this city and why it was so important to bring him back.
I'm pretty dead inside in most cases. Like when people say they, like that situation, that is an emotional moment for that person. And you know, that's going to, a lot of emotion going to run through that person when they go to that game with that jersey. Outside of those though, like just fans in general, I'm dead inside. I don't cry over these kinds of things. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I thought yesterday, weirdly, one of my first emotions was I got super excited for my high school. Park Rose had a really unique situation with him.
They did.
Where Roosevelt and Park Rose are two schools that really need people like Damian Lillard to care about them. And I just know from when I went there, and I know it now, him being back, man, and being back more in the fold and going back and doing the programs he was doing, the attendance stuff was really important. Like, that was kind of where I went. People being emotional about him returning as a Blazer and wearing the uniform is great. I went more like the community stuff.
Remember when he'd pull up in like a U-Haul and just open the back of it with thousands of pairs of sneakers in there and just tossing them out to kids at a park?
I mean, it means a lot. He's accessible. Yeah. Like, he's not trying to go out and be hounded by hundreds of people all the time, but like, he would go to his nephew's football game, and his nephew played with my nephew, and like, he'd go to Tigard High School to watch his nephew play.
Just hang him.
And lines of kids would come up, and he'd sign autographs all day. He'd give photos. Like, think whatever you want to think. Nobody's perfect. That dude gave a damn, does give a damn, and he kind of represents the community in the best possible way you could want a pro athlete to care about the community.
I'm going to read some more listener thoughts on the other side. Yours are welcome. 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. We'll see if we can find a way throughout the rest of the show to figure out a way to make the phones work. Take some phone calls at some point. Bill Orms joining us. Top of the hour. We're back after this on the Fan. All right, welcome back in. 751. Happy Friday, everybody. Everybody's feeling good out there.
I'm feeling good, minus the phone issue, which, you know, I'll take back my comments. You guys aren't cowards. You're not chickens.
No, people are trying to call. We have people texting in their phone numbers for us to call them, saying, yeah, give me a call.
I tell you.
Our BM's on it. Our brand man is on it. He's the bat signal's gone up. The brand man is aware. We'll see if we can fix the issue.
He's on his way in. I was just on the phone with him trying to sort this out.
I rewatched Back to the Future trilogy.
Yes, you did.
Probably going to rewatch it again because it's my favorite trilogy.
I mean, how do you not?
And one theme that happens in all three movies, and I knew it, but like as I get older, it kind of bothers me more and more and more, is all of the situations that they get into in that movie could have not happened if Marty didn't care about being called a chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty avoidable.
Like every single time. It's
swallow
like,
your pride.
What are you, chicken?
Yeah.
And he just stops.
How dare you?
Little man syndrome.
Now this movie's going to take a left turn.
Dude.
Now you're going to get into some mess, Marty.
Doc had it all ready to go. He's going to get you out. What are you doing, Marty? You cared about being called Yella?
Now you got to show up at the shootout. You got to show up at the corral.
Man.
Take down Biff Tannen. Or Buford Mad Dog Tannen, if we're talking right movies.
I hate that name.
I wanted to read. How dare you? I want to read just a couple more thoughts. A lot of people chiming in. I don't know if we'll get the phones to work. But look, this is one that makes people...
It's a unique day, dude.
It's a unique day.
A very
right?
unique situation.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I might sneak a couple things in the final hour. Probably not. Orm's coming up in 10 minutes.
Even the CEO statement, huh?
Well, we can read that for fun.
Dude,
we can do that.
That was
fun.
Ridiculous.
Somebody said the roster construction doesn't make sense and shows that the franchise is not comfortable with Scoot Henderson. If they were comfortable, they would not have brought in two veteran guards that will compete for the starting position and take minutes from Scoot. Now, one of them is not going to do it this year. Lillard is not playing this year. The other one is like, yeah, dude, that is a big elephant in the room for the franchise. A guy who was, it's funny that he was the player that led to the ultimate demand of the trade from Dame, because we were supposed to, remember how much we were going to go all in and trade that pick? Remember all the insiders telling us we're going to trade that? We're trading the pick. And then we were going to trade the other pick, and then we just drafted Chris Murray, and we didn't trade either pick. And then we weren't going all in, and then Dame demanded the trade. It is ironic that 2 years later, the guy that we drafted, instead of trading the pick to keep Dame happy, is now... I don't know if hot seat's the right word, but like, dude, you got to do it this year, and how this all impacts him. I think your leadership point is spot on. Massive, massive year for Scoot Henderson.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was them screaming out, we need to give, not just Scoot, by the way, because by all accounts, Scoot's been fine behind the scenes. It's a little more shaden. I mean, I love the baby Kobe stuff. It's fun. Doesn't have to mean everything. He has a real aloof, unserious nature to him. At least he has so far playing. He's got moments where you're like, damn, dude, there it is.
There it is.
And then 7 points. And you go, 1 for 6? That's it? 0 from 3? Let me ask you guys this. I know we got Orm coming up here. What is the most likely here? Both are here in 2 years.
We're talking Dame and Drew?
Scoot and Shay.
Scoot and Shay, okay.
Both are here in 2 years.
Forgot which one of the cards.
Shay is gone in 2 years. Scoot is gone in 2 years.
Scoot is gone in 2 years is the most likely for me right now.
Oh, see, I kind of wonder
if Shay
it's
Shay is gone
more
in 2 years is more likely.
He has to get paid. I mean, that's,
I mean, this
that's
is the year.
Rapidly
this is
approaching.
This is your year. I mean, now they could give him an extension. Now they're clearly not going to do that.
You give Tumani
seem
an extension before Shaedon Sharpe.
Yes, you do. And then next year, I think that's when. But well, you'd have to make a decision on both of them because Scoot will be extension eligible next year as well. You don't have to make that call, but now the clock is ticking. Next year's the year you have to decide on Shaedon Sharpe because if you don't, he walks. You gonna let him walk for nothing?
They've done that before.
They have. And I'm not saying it's necessarily the wrong call, but that.
No, I think they would try to capitalize on the talent.
They're going to try and sign and trade him then with another team.
I'm just asking what you guys think of it right now because.
I would vote Scoot.
They're the obvious elephants in the room.
They are the obvious elephants in the room. I think the other two veteran guys who I don't know what the plan is for Drew Holiday long term, that's the other part of this that makes it tough. They are both more true point guard ish. Kind of guys.
Drew can be a combo when
he needs
to.
Drew can absolutely be a combo. Dame is clearly a point guard. That fits better with Shay than Scoot fits with them. That's why I'd say it. And then one I want to read here, and then I'm going to get your thoughts on it in the final hour.
Yep.
We're following the Rockets' time frame, but we didn't have to trade multiple assets and draft picks for our veteran scorer, Kevin Durant. We got Dame a year early and at a way better cost. Plus, he brings to the team in the city is unmatched. I want to get your thoughts on that because I've seen a lot of that in the last day in the final hour. We'll start, though, with Bill Oram, the columnist at The Oregonian. His thoughts. He broke the news. What did you make of it? Next on The Fam.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.